Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back to the show. I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm reconciling my 2019 predictions. I made a bunch of predictions for 2019 almost a year ago, and this is my 20th set, as I mentioned earlier. Every year I not only do the predictions, but at the end of the year I come back and haul myself up on what actually happened and give myself a score. Who else does that, right? Now, this segment, I'm talking about my technology predictions. The lack in the industry of ethical behavior by the tech industry is causing a lot of anxiety. Right, anxiety will be rising at higher levels, and there will increasingly be societal dysfunction. Well, you and I both know the tech industry practices and policies have never been under more government and public scrutiny. You and I are looking at them differently than we did before because of their lack of ethics. That's a plus one for me. I also said for the first time, blockchain will be associated with job loss. Well, I'm going to be right about this eventually, but not in 2019, so I'm going to take a hit on that one, minus one. But I did say that Amazon or Facebook would create their own cryptocurrency. Well, guess what? May 2019, Facebook and partners introduced the cryptocurrency Libra. That's a plus one. I ought to get two for that one. Here's a long-term prediction. Corporate cryptocurrency will be the greatest threat to sovereign countries. Well, this didn't take long. It wasn't as much of a long-term prediction because the Libra caused every central bank in the world to scrutinize the proliferation of cryptocurrencies. Plus one for me. Moving on to geopolitics. China will leverage its Pacific Rim interests more aggressively. Well, the actual is, I'm going to just say two words, Hong Kong. That should be enough. Plus one for me. I also said World War III is being fought in cyberspace, and the U.S. will be determined to be losing. Well, you've heard him on this show. You've heard me ask him on this show, are we in World War III, cyber war? And they've said yes, our experts have. And I said, where are we? And they've all said America is losing. Unfortunately, plus one. Now moving on to demographics. The 84 million Gen Y millennials will increasingly disrupt the rental and home ownership dynamic. Well, follow the money of investors because their behavior and the market, what's going on in the marketplace, is creating a shift in the ownership rental dynamic. It's causing disruptions and opportunities. That's a plus one for me. I also said younger generations will increasingly disrupt allocation and participation in education, civic groups, and religious organizations. Well, post-baby boomer generations congregate and assemble in ways that are disrupting legacy organizations. Plus one for me. I said millennials will significantly impact the midterm elections in 2016, and they did. But our next generational leaders will be who this generation, the millennials, who they want. And as we now know, polling is now being increasingly segmented by millennial voters for 2020. Plus one for me. Now on to politics. President Trump will nominate one Supreme Court justice. Well, I said that would happen in 2019. It looks like Justice Ginsburg is going to outlive President Trump. Minus one for me. I said that Trump would be more of a deal maker in 2019 than a Republican. Well, name another president that would hold China, the EU, NATO, and Iran to account for their behavior. No other president I've ever been around would do that, but Trump did. I'm taking a plus one on that one. Trump will maintain his devotion to make America great again, even while being impeached. Well, the polls indicated that MAGA message continues to resonate, and so I'm taking a plus one on that one. Here's another prediction. At least one Republican will announce a primary challenge to President Trump in 2020. Well, there's still time but not much. So I'm going to have to take a negative on that one. I really thought Romney or somebody would pop up and do something there. So here's the next political poll prediction. The poll leading Democrat presidential candidate in December will be progressive and likely young, under 55. Well, you know what, folks? I'm gonna take this one because Buttigieg, 37-year-old Mayor Buttigieg, is leading in Ohio. I mean in Iowa. That was when I wrapped these up. He was leading in Ohio, and okay, you can say I stretched on this, but I'm gonna take that one because I don't think anybody saw that coming. Next prediction: Pelosi's House will not impeach President Trump. Well, I didn't think she would make this political miscalculation, because that's going to happen probably today, minus one. I said Mueller's investigation will not change Trump politically, which obviously actually came to pass, right? Plus one for me. And then I said Donald Trump will declare victory. This was a big miss for me. I said Donald Trump will declare victory in late in 2019 and announce he will not run for re-election. Well, I underestimated the fun he was having parrying with Pelosi, minus one. And then I said that Alabama would defeat Clemson in the championship game, and doubt it, I missed that one too. So, folks, my 20th set of predictions, I came in at 73%, which is my 20-year average. So I'm batting 733 for 20 years of predictions. How'd you do, my friends? Next, in about 3 weeks, I'll have my 2020 prediction. Stay tuned for that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.